Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Mae Johnson from Parkway Playhouse.
The last time you and I talked, Fiddler on the Roof Jr. was going, and that turned out to be a pretty good thing, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. We had a huge turnout for all three shows.
And the kids did great, I'm sure.
They were amazing.
Of course, as always with Parkway Playhouse, you know, you've had your first main stage event, and now we're moving into some more stuff with Parkway Playhouse Jr. So what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Next weekend, we have our Junior Conservatory Showcase. That is a recital-like performance that our conservatory students will be putting on to show parents in the community what they've been learning in their classes this year.
So the junior program actually has changed around a little bit. Tell
Yes.
us a little bit about how it works.
So instead of doing pay-to-play, where you just come and you pay a few bucks to get into our junior production, we actually have classes that our children can take to build on their skills and actually learn how to put on a production, how to act.
Is it just acting? Is it include production, right? Any other stuff like that? Or how are they broken down?
We have five classes right now, split up between the ages of 4 to 18, varying from basic fundamentals of acting all the way to improvisation. And we also have a music theater class that also builds on the musical aspect of it. We're still new, so we have a small little conservatory situation, but we would like to expand eventually into more tech aspect and set building.
Like,
and
if folks are interested in those, what's available? Do you reset every few months or weeks or something, or can you just start any time, or how does getting involved in it that way work?
That will actually be changing a little bit. Right now, the way that we have classes, you can start at the beginning of the month, you can drop at the end of the month, but next year I think we're going to move more towards semester based.
Well, so, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
You get more time and you're more scheduled about it. So what will we be seeing next weekend?
Each individual class is going to perform a little 15-minute skit that they have been working so hard to put on and learn. We've got two creative drama classes, which is our 4 to 7 age class, where the students have learned the basic fundamentals of acting, and they're going to be showcasing that.
Yeah.
We also have a playmakers class, which is ages 8 to 12, which builds on those basic foundation skills, learning how to project your voice, how to put your own style on things. And then Stage Masters is age 13 to 18, which is a more advanced class. A little bit older. Kids learn how to put themselves out there on the stage, learning how to actually embody their character and how to present that on stage. Then we also, like I said, have an improvisation class, which builds on those improvisation skills. And right. If you take that class, you may be invited into our junior outreach group called Get the Hook Improv Comedy Troupe. So that's a really neat class. Kids kind of get to do their own thing in the musical theater as well.
And so what happens next weekend, we'll get to see a little bit of all of it.
A little bit of all of it.
Well, that's really neat. When do we need to be there? And tell me the nuts and bolts of the actual, what you have presented for the public.
The first production is May 25th at 6 p.m., May 26th at 6 p.m., and then May 27th at 3 p.m.
Okay. What's it cost to get in?
$5 at the door.
Best $5 you'll spend anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. And we hope folks will do that because these kids have worked pretty hard, haven't they?
They've been working so hard all year long.
Well, that's really neat. And then, of course, you've got another main stage production opening pretty soon, Boing Boing.
Yes, that will be the following weekend.
So, that's not going to be long till that. And then it's going to get to be summer before long, and summer camps are going to be going on.
We've got summer camp going on. We actually just filled up our full-day camp for the older kids.
Really? Cool.
But we've got about 7 more spaces in the half-day camp for the younger kids.
So if folks want to find out more about that, start at the website and go from there?
Yes, sir, at parkwayplayhouse.com.
Sounds like a plan. It'd be a great way to spend part of the summer.
Best 2 weeks of your life.
There you go. You can't beat it. Well, Mae, thank you for coming over and visiting with us for a little bit today. Look forward to talking to you again, and good luck with all of it.
Thank you.
Thanks again to our guest today, Mae Johnson from the Parkway Playhouse. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.